Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 4th chapter. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "You are the Son of God. Throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to them, "All these I will give to you, if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and suddenly the angels came and waited on him. The Gospel of the Lord. Hi, everyone. Good morning. As Pastor Lita said already, my name is Allie Williams, and I go to the University of Northern Colorado. I'm studying to be a science teacher, so that's fun. But when I'm not here at Our Saviors or working with Foco Lu, I'm not at the library. My parents were here yesterday, so I had to tell them that I went to the library. I am at campus ministry. And so I'm just going to tell you a little bit about my story and a little bit about campus ministry and how they're together, and also kind of what I think about Lent and how that interworks with my faith. And so I just want to start with that I grew up in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Excuse me. I grew up in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, and I loved church. I loved going. As a middle schooler, I loved confirmation, which is kind of weird to hear from middle schoolers, but I loved it. And I loved high school youth group. I didn't miss a Wednesday or a Tuesday. It's when we had high school youth group. And if I did, it was a big deal on why I missed it. So coming from my senior year of high school to my freshman year of college was a big transition, and it was hard for me. So I don't really know where I lost God, but in that is when I kind of lost God. I don't know, I just didn't really go to church during that time, and Pastor Deb would try to get me to come to campus ministry, and I would have something else to do, like eat or study. So I don't know, something always came up, and I just didn't really go. I did go some Sundays, though, and Pastor Deb was very persistent. And if I didn't go on a Sunday, she would contact me or contact other youth and ask us to meet for coffee. And who doesn't love free coffee, especially college students? So I went. And I found that was fine because I was still talking to Pastor Deb. I was still talking about my faith, but just like not in a church aspect. So Pastor Deb was still very persistent. At some point, I was on the board. I still am on the board of Lutheran Campus Ministry. And I also was the treasurer, I think, at one point or something. I don't know. So it was something to get myself to go. So I kind of went, and then my sophomore year, or I applied for camp the summer between my freshman and sophomore year, and I was accepted to work at Sky Ranch Lutheran Camp. And I don't know what I was kind of expecting to happen at camp, but I think I was expecting some like magical time where God just like opened the heavens and was like, "Hey, Allie, this is great, and this is where you're supposed to be." Well, that didn't really happen. Weird. So the end of that summer was really hard. That transition from camp to back to real life is a hard transition if anybody has experienced that. And I remember Andy talking to me about it, and I didn't believe him. I was like, "I'm good." Well, I wasn't good. My roommates can attest for that. My sophomore year, I was in this weird, like, haze of not believing in God and having this kind of dark time. Well, Pastor Deb and Lutheran Campus Ministry was still there, and they were still wanting me to come and calling me to come. I still was like, nah, I don't have time. I have other things to do. Well, at the end of that year, I definitely came out of this, like, slump. Campus Ministry brought me out of it. They helped me realize that God is what I needed and what I craved. And this community of talking about your faith is so helpful for developing in general, but then also just to talk about your faith to other people is monumental, and being able to make those relationships in faith. So being that I was able to do that at Campus Ministry, I came back to God, and I was excited for Sundays again, and I was excited to be there. Well, then I applied for Sky Ranch yet another summer, and I got it, and I kind of went back to Sky Ranch with a different expectation. I just had an expectation to believe in God again and to kind of find him in that, and it worked. So after that summer, like I said, I was excited about Sundays. I was excited to talk about my faith. I was excited to show people that I still kind of had this rough patch, but I found my way out of it. I got out of it. So that's kind of where my story ends. Well, not ends, but it's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm still excited. I'm still happy to talk about my faith. I'm excited to learn more about my faith. Well, so here's where the Lent kind of part goes into it. I've been talking to Pastor Deb about this sermon for a little bit now, and I was pretty lost on how to connect these two ideas. So quickly thinking, I Googled good sermons on Lent. So I found some interesting things, some things I was just like, I don't even know what you're talking about. But one of them that kind of stuck out to me was that Lent should be a time of positivity and a time of excitement. And right now that's where I fall with God. I'm excited. So I figured, oh, that's a great little leeway. One sermon that I can tell you I remember full-heartedly is from my pastor back home. And it was about Lent. And he told us to add something to our lives. Instead of taking something away, you should add it. And I would tell you more about that, but that's literally all I remember. So all I remember is, like, my little eighth grade brain being, like, blown away, because I was like, wait, I can add something to my life? I don't have to take, like, my Facebook away or my chocolate away. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. We talked about this last Sunday at Campus Ministry about adding something and being excited to kind of make our lives better and make our relationship with God stronger. So I challenge you guys this Lent to add something to your Lenten rituals. You can still take that thing away that you have already shown to take away, because Lent started on Wednesday. So, but I challenge you to add something, whether that's adding three things to be grateful every time you pray, or I don't know, that's what I've been adding. I don't know what other people added, but that's what you could do. That's a suggestion. But I just want to end kind of with, I wanted to say thank you. I wanted to say thank you for cooking us home-cooked meals. Literally, that is the best thing in all of the world. I don't know if CSU does that, but that is literally the coolest thing. So I wanted to say thank you for those first. But then I also wanted to say thank you for giving your time and your energy to campus ministries, whether that's at UNC, CSU, or CU, or just anywhere kind of in the nation. It's really important I at least think that it's really important for college students to have this community while they're trying to still kind of find themselves. And why not have a community where God is there to help us find ourselves? So I just wanted to say thank you for that, and I challenge you to add something to Lent. Amen.